Welcome to the first ever UW Sustainability Podcast in our nature. I'm Damon Eklund, the Communications Coordinator for UW Sustainability at the University of Washington.
And I'm Claudia Freyer Anderson, Director for UW Sustainability.
I'm Torin Elsty, Program Specialist for UW Sustainability.
And today we're just going to talk a little bit about what our office does and some of the resources we offer for faculty, staff, and students at the University of Washington. So Claudia, let's start. What is UW Sustainability?
So UW Sustainability is the university's commitment to reducing our carbon footprint here in Seattle, as well as all our other campuses. But it's also the name of our office. We provide information and resources to students, staff, and faculty about what is happening regarding sustainability, and they can come to us to find out how to get involved.
So at UW Sustainability, what we really try to do is connect people with information and connect them to different departments on campus, all kind of, you know, showcasing sustainability here at UW.
Yeah, one of the things we say a lot is that we are the information hub for sustainability at the University of Washington. We have a number of programs and initiatives that we run through our office, and we'll talk a little bit about some of those today. We also connect with people across the university, student groups, academic departments, the operations side of the university, just to know what's happening in all of those areas for sustainability so we can help connect people, we can let people know what's happening across the board, and just kind of generally stay on top of all the sustainability efforts and help other people bring their ideas to life.
I think the other important thing we do is we do reporting. We work with campus partners to collect information about activities, and you can see those numbers and metrics on the sustainability dashboard on our website.
Yeah, and that's green.uw.edu. Almost all of the things we're going to talk about today has more information on our website. Again, green.uw.edu, along with lots of other resources that I'm sure we're not going to get a chance to talk about today. And that sustainability dashboard is really cool. If you haven't seen it, it has numbers on all sorts of different categories about the University of Washington sustainability performance. That includes greenhouse gas emissions, our waste reduction efforts and keeping waste away from the landfill, and that's through recycling and composting, things like our water usage, energy usage, the amount of money we've saved through, you know, conservation measures. All of those, we have the numbers up on our website as well as some of the university's goals, so you can see how well we're doing at reaching those goals that we've set for ourselves. So I would recommend everyone, again, go to green.uw.edu/dashboard and check out those numbers, and you can learn a little bit more about how our university is doing. One of the other things we do is we work closely with students, faculty, and staff on a number of different areas, and those different audiences, we have slightly different resources for each of them. So I wanted to talk a little bit to start with about what we offer to students. And one of the things that we do a lot of is connect with different student groups, give students an opportunity to find the student groups that's right for them. You know, there's dozens of student groups that have something to do with sustainability on campus, everything from the Campus Sustainability Fund, which works closely with our office and we'll talk about in a minute. EcoReps is another group we work closely with that connects students on campus with projects that they can work on. Also groups like the UW Farm, which runs a number of urban gardens on campus. The Real Food Challenge and the ASUW Food Cooperative do a lot of good things around promoting local, organic, and otherwise sustainable food. There's a UW Solar Group on campus, which actually has gotten solar panels up on a number of residence halls and is working to put solar panels up on a number of other buildings on campus. Other groups include things like EcoCar, which is an engineering group that is actually takes an actual car. It's a nationwide competition and tries to make it more environmentally friendly, running it through hybrid or alternative fuels. Also things like Earth Club, which is a general environmental group, and SEED, which is a group that works within the residence halls. And, you know, again, our office communicates with those groups, stays in connection with them, and if someone comes to our office and wants to find a student group, we can sort of connect them with the one that's right for them.
Another really cool one is the Green Greeks, and they try to bring sustainability to the Greek system. So there are tons of ways to get involved as a student at the University of Washington. And now Claudia is going to tell you a little bit more about our Campus Sustainability Fund.
This is a great program. It is completely 100% student-led, student-initiated, student-run. The Campus Sustainability Fund provides grant money for students who want to lead and develop on sustainability projects on campus, actual projects that have a impact on how we are using our landscape, managing our resources. There's a variety of projects already on campus. It is a very innovative aspect of what the university is currently doing with involving students on sustainability, and it's available for any UW's student on the Seattle campus to apply for. The CSF is currently looking for committee members, so if you're interested, contact your ASUW GPSS representative and get involved.
Yeah, and the Campus Sustainability Fund has more than $300,000 a year that they give to student groups and or individual student projects. And those can range from anything from this year they gave $150,000, or this last year they gave $150,000 to the UW Solar Group to do solar panels on the new life sciences building. Anything down to a few hundred dollars for students to, you know, put on an event or make a small change on campus. So there's, you know, a wide variety of projects that students have created, and you can find more about those projects or about the fund itself, and that's csf.uw.edu is the website. They've also got a Facebook page and an Instagram feed that highlights some of the things happening. But if anyone, any student at the University of Washington has an idea for something they'd like to see happen on campus or a way that they think they can improve the sustainability of the campus, the Campus Sustainability Fund is a great way to make that happen. And one of the things our office does with the Campus Sustainability Fund, again, all of the funding decisions are made by a student committee. All of the projects are funded by student fees. Our office works with them to make sure that when a student has an idea, they are talking to the right people on campus to make sure that they've thought through all the things that need to happen for that. And we can connect them with the staff and people on campus to make those ideas a reality.
One of our favorite things to do is partner with students looking to do projects such as their capstone projects, or you know, even if it's a research paper. We love connecting students with information and resources to help them with their projects and find the information that they need.
Yeah, we often work with capstone projects, capstone students, but yeah, any research project, if there's something that you're interested in looking into about the University of Washington's sustainability performance, we often work with students and kind of figure out ways that they can connect with people on campus to get the data they need or to figure out how otherwise that they can continue that research measure. Other things that we offer, we have started last year in conjunction with first year programs, a general studies one credit sustainability seminar. Each quarter, fall, winter, and spring, takes on a different topic. Things like, I think in the fall, it's an overview of sustainability at the University of Washington. The other quarters talk about sort of career paths and sustainability and other ways that you can sort of make a difference in the sustainability field throughout your career and your time at UW. Also on the website, we have throughout the year a list of events on campus that relate to sustainability. Again, some of them our office puts on, especially in the fall and late October. We have a sustainable UW festival that has events across campus. In the spring, we work with student groups to put on Earth Day. But throughout the year, we on our calendar publish events that we put on, but also that people across campus and across the University of Washington, all campuses, put on. So if you're interested in finding an event relating to sustainability, check out our events calendar on green.uw.edu. We also have a sustainability pledge that students or really anybody at the university can take. Torin, you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. So the sustainability pledge can be found on our website, and it is just a pledge that you can take if you are sustainability minded, want to be more sustainable in your personal life, just some things to think about. And then after you take the sustainability pledge, we give you a really cool sticker that says, "I took the pledge." So it's kind of like a little "I voted" type sticker. And then you have access to a variety of different events or lectures and things that we put on as an office as well.
And, you know, we have lots of other resources for students. If there's anything related to sustainability, any questions you have or any things you want to get involved with at the University of Washington, we can generally find a way to make it happen. So you can either look on our website, green.uw.edu. You can stop by our office, which is in the basement of Gerberding Hall, just off of Red Square. We're in room B40. Or you can email us at sustainability@uw.edu. Yeah, so that's kind of an overview of some of the resources we have for students. Again, there's lots more that we just can't get to everything here. But we also wanted to talk a little bit about some of the resources we have for staff here at the University of Washington. And one of the big things that we offer is our green certification programs, both for green offices and green labs, to help people make their workplaces more sustainable at the University of Washington.
So like Damon said, the Green Office and Green Lab certification programs just give people resources on how to be more sustainable in their work lives. So things like reducing printing, focusing on, green meetings, recycling, how people get to work. Those are all pieces of the certification application. And then after you fill out the application, we will bring you coffee, which is very exciting, and you'll get a score of bronze, silver, or gold. So it's a great way to promote sustainability in your office and have a more green workplace.
And Claudia, do you want to talk a little bit about some of the other things that we offer for staff here at the University of Washington?
Sure. We're kind of the centralizer for inquiries that folks have about sustainability. So if you have an idea, we can connect you with the appropriate people to make it happen. For example, if you want to get a green team going in your department, we can work with you to connect you with an existing green team and figure out how they did it, understand and share best practices. So we're here, we're pretty much connected with various groups and departments on campus. And if we don't know where to connect you, we will find out how to do that.
And again, we've got lots of other resources on our website in addition to more information on the Green Labs and Green Office certification, really the all the information you need, plus the applications on our website. So in addition to those applications, we've also got things like a map of sustainability features on campus, a walking tour of some of the highlights. There's an environmental history map that some students have put together about the cultural and environmental history of the campus. There's also sustainability snapshots, which are stories of some of the sustainability best practices and initiatives on campus. And we've got a blog called the In Our Nature blog, because at the University of Washington, sustainability is in our nature, that talks about some of the things happening around campus, both features on student groups, on departments, as well as events and information that you can use going forward. And in addition to our website, green.uw.edu, we've also got our Facebook and Twitter page that you can follow to stay on top of what's happening around sustainability at the University of Washington. You can follow us on Instagram, and we're hoping to have a lot more podcasts going forward. So watch out for more podcasts from the UW Sustainability Office.
Thanks for listening.